Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today, I thought we'd talk about our eyes. What about our eyes, huh? Well, some of us have cataracts, glaucoma. Some have perfect vision. Some need are farsighted, nearsighted. Some have the kind of the sleepy eye where the muscular structure isn't quite as strong as it should be. So there's different things that could be wrong with our eyes, and maybe damaged eyes, eye illnesses. So there's a lot of things that could happen to our eyeballs, and it's just a devastation too if you love seeing, which I do, because you know, you always sit around and you talk with your friends and you think, oh God, what would you not want to lose? Well, I'd rather lose my hearing so that I can see absolutely everything, but I don't need to hear everything. I just, as long as I can see, it's fabulous. So today's program, we're going to talk about eyes and what we could do to help heal our eyes, help protect our eyes, and just keep our eyes overall healthy, and kind of the herbal remedies, the vegetables that we can eat, things like that. And so we want to keep our eyes healthy and what we can do about it. Just recently, I had some eye issues, and my oil glands were blocked, and I had some pulling on my muscles and things. And so with the oil glands, it was like a compress, a warm compress and massage to open those up. And I ended up taking antibacterial and a steroid into the eye. So with all that, I was like, gosh, you know what? I'm going to dig into some eye therapy with the herbal remedies and see what we can really do, because I'm not really big on the Western medicine. And so this helps me personally with this eye program. So first off, we got saffron. It's a kitchen spice, as we know, kind of with the curry and the yellow color, but it helps with cataracts. And so helps with the sight in the elderly and preventing the loss of sight. And so that's really good. Milk thistle has a compound in there that is really excellent. It also supports the liver, but it's stored with the vitamin B's and activated in the liver, and it helps with eyes that are subjected to bright light throughout the day, and important ingredients to repair and stored in the liver for your eyes. And so milk thistle is excellent too. What about bilberry? Bilberry is a regeneration, and it helps the rods in your eyes and the pigments, colors. And so this bilberry is excellent to improve night vision. Ginkgo biloba is excellent for many years for eyes and the central nervous system, of course. It is increases the circulation in the back of the eye, as well as increasing the blood flow to the eye. And so it's excellent treatment for the muscle degeneration and glaucoma. And so that is excellent for our eye remedies right there. Ginkgo biloba. And there's Eyebright has flowers that resemble eyes and been used for centuries to treat eye irritations. Its properties in eye medicine that preserves eyesight. And it's also known to have brought gladness into the life of the sufferer. So it kind of happies you up when you don't have as many eye aches, eye pains, blurry vision, double vision. God, there's so many things wrong with your eyes. And you never know it until something happens to your eye. And then you look into it and you kind of become your own doctor and start Googling everything that might be possibly wrong with your eye. And you learn quite a bit. And so parsley and celery is a nice remedy mixed with beneficial juices such as carrot. And so these are really good for your eyes. And cayenne is an anti-inflammatory for mucous membranes and increases the blood flow to the eye when taken internally. And then remedies, especially for cataracts. The use of carrots is considered beneficial for cataracts. Plenty of raw carrots daily. Squeeze them into a juice if you can. Fresh carrot juice. Eat 2 or 3 cloves of raw garlic to help with the lenses of your eyes. And the cloves could be chewed slowly. Raw organic honey in the eyes 2 or more each day. This is an ancient Egyptian remedy, which is to have benefited people with the cataracts. And how about the kernels of raw almonds and black pepper sweetened with raw honey helps regain vigor and clarity in your eyes. And they also recommend Epsom salts because you're just pulling the toxins out of your body. You're just kind of getting rid of those toxins. And then we got trying to improve our vision and maintaining our eye health is patience and perseverance, you know, because we can't just fix them overnight. And some of these problems have been gradually coming on and gradually coming on. So now we want to just gradually fix them. And so don't be too hard on yourself if these remedies don't work the very next day. Just kind of take that proactive approach to healing your eyes in a healthy manner. I know that I need reading glasses, so sometimes I'll just go from the book to the television, back to the book, to the television, across the door, over out the window, out the woods, just trying to focus my eyes naturally and make them strengthen themselves in the muscular system back there, and trying to keep my eyes healthy and strengthened on their own without using so much of my reading glasses as I have to, because I just would like my eyes to be as strong as they possibly can. And colas helps reduce the pressure from glaucoma, and cannabis also helps reduce pressure within the eye with people with glaucoma. It also helps with and green tea helps with a lot of things because it helps with your muscular degeneration, helps with the cataract, helps with the underlying chronic diseases that may be associated with eye issues. It helps with retinal cells and helps protect from damages from the ultraviolet light. And so green tea is excellent for helping our eyesight. Black currant helps with eye fatigue, diabetic retinopathy, and the muscular degeneration is from the leaf and berry extracts. And there's a high risk of eye diseases among diabetics, and so we want to really watch that, watch our people's eyes when they have diabetes. So kind of take in some of those ideas for eye issues and maintain our eye health and really keep an eye out for our eyes. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.